Our business hours are 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Please do not leave a message on this voicemail. Call back. We will get to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Hey, man, it's Pete. I thought I'd just leave a message for you. I'm going to come down there in a little bit. I just wanted you to be prepared. This is Pete. I'm friends of the family. Thank you.
Name to the Granny La Wilma.
Hi.
Hello?
Hey. This is Gino. I just wanted to let you know that I'm coming down there.
Give me 1 second.
I like friends of the family.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, this is Gino. I'm the friends of the family.
This is who, honey?
This is Gino.
Gino?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know I'm coming down there.
Okay. Whose friend of the family are you?
Like, it's like we both know who we're talking about here. I'm like friends of the family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on down, hon.
Yeah. Do you have enough room for me and my men?
How many men?
Yeah, 15.
15?
Yeah.
Hold on, sweetheart. Let me just take a peek at my lobby real quick. I mean, I have 26 chairs. I don't think I have 10 people in the lobby right now.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you're good. Come on down.
All right. I just want to figure it out for tomorrow or whenever.
Oh, is it for tomorrow or for today, honey?
I think we don't know yet. We don't know where we're going or what we're doing.
Okay. Well, just come on and we'll take care of you.
Yeah. I figure if there's not enough, seats for us and the boys, we could do lap sitting.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. We should be all right, sweetheart.
Yeah.
All right. No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
After the tone.
This is Gino. I'm friends with the family, and we're trying to find some potatoes down here. Give us a call back. This is Gino.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Gino.
Okay, it said potential spam risk, so I wasn't going to answer it.
Yeah.
Collect a tip first, baby.
Yeah.
Hang on just a second, Gino.
We want to get some potatoes.
Pardon me?
We want to get some potatoes. I'll turn down my radio here.
Okay, now, see if it'll tap right there.
Tap?
It did.
I'm confused.
Okay, this is the loaded spud. Can I help you?
Oh, yeah. We want to get some potatoes. You got enough room for me and my guys?
How many you need?
We got about 25 guys.
Oh, no. Let me go see.
We could just pick up the potatoes.
Have y'all got 25 potatoes?
I don't want to... we're just trying to figure it out for tomorrow.
Potatoes?
We're just trying to figure it out for tomorrow.
How many you got? How many? We got eight.
Eight?
Eight.
That's
in an
tomorrow?
Hour, we can have 25.
I don't want you to get all crazy and prepare for us. We don't even know where we're going or what we're doing. We're just going to, hit the strip.
Hit the strip? Where are you?
Lexington.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
We can make you smash burgers.
Smash burgers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that'd be ready for us when we come in tomorrow. We don't know where we're going.
Oh, you don't need them till tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I can take your order for tomorrow.
Oh, we don't know where the hell we're going. We're just headed everywhere. We don't even know what we're doing.
So you want to pre-order 25 potatoes for tomorrow?
Oh, I don't want to pre-order anything because that'd be unethical if I didn't end up showing up because we don't know where the hell we're going.
So where are you now?
Lexington.
I know you're in Lexington, but
yeah.
Where are you in Lexington?
Like downtown on the strip.
We don't have a strip, honey.
You know what I'm talking about.
At the courthouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our boys just got declared innocent at trial.
You just got declared innocent at trial?
Yeah. Like they did a jury trial, and they said innocent. And we wanted to celebrate.
Well, y'all want to come in and eat?
Yeah, I reckon we could. We're just going to hit the strip and see. We wanted to make sure everybody in town would be able to take us.
Well, we could take you, but
yeah.
You'll have to order smash burgers.
Yeah.
Okay? Or quesadillas.
Yeah.
We have those, too.
Yeah. Can you do like
but
a smash
idea? But we close at 9.
Yeah. You guys do like bottles?
Bottles?
Yeah.
We have Coke products and a few beers, yeah.
Yeah. Would it be, because we got like a couple cases. Can we bring them down?
You can't bring them in, no.
We could drink them outside, and then we can come in.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. You have like a designated driver down there?
No.
Okay.
So what do you want to do?
Oh, we just want
you make it here.
Yeah, we want
order when you get here.
We just want to get like an estimate of your capabilities and capacity. Cause
we could handle 25 people if they show up to eat.
But I'm willing to bet you couldn't handle 50. Oh no.
Another great call by Whoopi, guys, on the Rogue Server Live.
Live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey, Whoopi. It's good to know that I'm potential spam. Wonder when that's happened. Oh no.
The cat's stuck.
Is it like the potential spam that you eat? Is it like the spam you eat?
I don't know. Oh, I got weak little hands. They can't handle. Why am I? Welcome to the show. I should be. Okay, it looks like we ran out of restaurants here. Vatican. Whoopi. Well, did I say well? That sounds right. There we go. I wrote it down. Whoopi Wealth every June 4th, 2026. There's no records proving that I've said otherwise. Oh, and Vatican.
What is this great word you're speaking of? Is it the word of the Whoopi Day?
Yeah. It's well. Oh, Rasen, do you want it?
Yeah.
Thank you for choosing Baja. How may I help you?
Hi, Baja. How are you today? Yeah, I have a couple of questions of concern. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I was just, yeah, the person I was on the phone with earlier, they were talking a lot of stuff. I was trying to call earlier to get, like, some sort of deal going on, but the other person on the other end who I was calling was not budging.
Okay.
Can you confirm
okay, so
this?
What's the question?
Question was if I could bring my, if you guys are open to like 10 people to come to sit down.
Yes, we are
I'm
open
doing great.
To audience.
Can I make a reservation?
No, it is first come, first serve.
Yeah, I have 15 people coming in. I just want to see if I can make a reservation if I want to come in or not.
I was about to say, we don't take reservations. It is first come, first serve. So you have to be inside for us to put your name on the list.
How big is the restaurant?
I don't know.
What does the what's the capacity is that? Because I have a group, I have a church gathering that's gonna be eating food soon.
I was about to say, I don't know, but you have to be inside for us to put your name on the list.
Can I just put my name on the list now? Put it under Jonathan for four?
You have to be inside to put your name on the list. It is first come, first served.
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom right now. I'm just calling in because I can't control myself in the bathroom. I'm having stomach issues. I just want to put my name down.
Oh, where the hell is it? There it is. Maybe I should put it over here. What was the one you were doing Tuesday?
Which one? I gotta go back and listen.
I think it was something about hands.
Damn, I don't know. Hands.
I think
hand gestures at people.
Yeah. They did a hand gesture at you?
Yeah, they did a hand gesture at me. Like, with the fist?
Yes. Hi, one of your employees did, like, a hand gesture at me with a fist, and I'm just...
I'm sorry?
One of your employees did a hand gesture at me with a fist, and I'm just... I'm not sure what that means.
They what now?
They did a hand gesture at me with a fist.
I've been trying to learn. Okay.
Well,
would you like to speak with the manager?
Well, are you the manager or are you the guy who did it?
I definitely didn't make a hand gesture.
Of a fist. They were waving a fist at me. Like from the
that
distance.
Wasn't me? I don't know who would have done that.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
I'm very sure.
Okay. Well, let's get down to the bottom of this, then.
I'll just... If you'd like to speak to a manager, I can...
Yeah.
To a manager.
Oh, that's not too much of a hassle for you.
No, I didn't call you. All right.
I said, the world, there's a difference.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Someone did a hand gesture of a fist at me, and I don't know what that means.
What?
I think it was one of your employees who did a hand gesture of a fist at me.
When?
I don't know, like a couple, maybe like an hour ago or 2 hours or three, I don't know. I've basically just been trying to figure out what it means, and I lost all track of time.
Well, we've been really busy for the last 3.5-4 hours, and all of my employees have been in the building. So did it happen inside?
I think so. Would I have been able to see them, like, making the dough?
No.
Okay, because I thought it might... Maybe... I thought one of the innocuous explanations is maybe they're throwing the dough up in the air, and then their hand made kind of a fist. I've just been so lost in thought about this whole situation. I've just been obsessing about it for hours and hours now, and I don't even know what really happened at this point.
I have no idea, because Do you know if it was a boy or a girl?
I can't really, I don't really do that good. Because I don't like to make like assumptions, because you know what they say about assumptions. Like to assume.
Well, I have employees here that don't care about assumptions. They are who they are.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Like, where were you? Were you in the restaurant?
Yeah, I was like in the lobby, I think.
You think?
Yeah. I've had a beer by now. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like half a beer in.
Do you know what they were wearing?
They're like the regular uniform.
We don't have a regular uniform.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have been wearing a uniform then.
No, they wouldn't be wearing a uniform then.
It'd just be their street clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you said it was a uniform.
No, I was just asking if you guys had a uniform.
No, I said, do you know what they were wearing? And you said regular uniform.
Yeah, so you guys don't have a uniform then.
No.
Okay.
And if you were in here, you would know that.
Well, I didn't know if they were, like, an employee or whatever, like, at this juncture.
Because
if you're saying they don't even have a uniform, like, how do I tell them apart from the staff?
Because you would know what clothes they were wearing. You would recognize it. Like, if they had any kind of labels on their shirt, or if it was, you know, a blue shirt, or a green shirt, or a purple shirt.
All I saw was the fist waving at me.
Well, we're an
so
open kitchen, so if you were in here and you saw a fist and you saw a whole body.
I saw a fist. I saw it waving at me. That's all I could focus on. And then I got the hell out of there. And I've just been sitting at home.
Are you sure you're calling the right place?
The Pan Cave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know which store you were supposed to, that you were at?
Lexington.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Do you know what store you were at?
Lexington.
Okay. Well, I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning. I've been on this line mostly by myself. I did not wave a fist at anybody. My employees that are with me did not wave a fist at anybody. So,
have you been, like, monitoring them real closely?
Sweetie, I am literally in a 4-foot-wide by 12-foot-long strip.
I mean, if your back was turned, they could have waved a fist at me and you wouldn't have even seen it.
None of my employees would do that.
How do you know, though?
Because I know my employees.
All I know for sure is I saw a fist getting waved at me.
You saw a fist, you didn't see a head, you didn't see shoulders, you didn't see a body, you don't know what color clothes they were wearing, you can't tell me what color hair they have. You just saw a fist, a fist.
They had hair. They had hair.
What color hair?
I don't know.
How could you not know?
It was dark. It was really dark. All I could focus on was
Maybe
the fist
and
I got blurred
out. It's literally daylight in this building right now.
I was wearing sunglasses, so it was dark and I can't see very well.
Okay, well, you're tying up my phone line right now.
I'm wearing sunglasses, and you're just—it's discrimination versus the sunglasses or something because of the sort of apparel I wear. I couldn't identify a fist being waved at me with the face associated with the fist. Oh, that's fun. Are you doing dabs?
No, I'm just eating.
Oh.
My throat hurts. I can't really smoke.
Hello. Oh, who wants to go? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, the beans in the pot are boiling, but the mac and cheese in the winter is cold. Did I say it correctly?
Excuse me?
Ma'am, the mac and cheese is cold and the pasta is boiling. Did I say it correctly?
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay. I said a secret password. Hello? Mama huevo? Hang up the phone. Hello? Hello? That's kind of mean to not answer me. Hello? Hello? The cat is attacking me. I can't do anything about it. Soldier boy up in the tub. Yo, you trying to eat some glizzies or what? Soldier boy, tell him. Soldier boy, tell him.
Hello?
Yes, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend wants to speak.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is El Padrillo.
No sé.
Yeah. This is the store. One of your employees was waving a fist at me.
Primo! Your election, I'm gonna help you.
Ramon?
Sí, dígame.
Hey.
¿Qué le podemos ayudar?
This is Jacoby. I'm a customer.
The what?
I'm a customer.
Okay.
One of your employees is waving a fist at me.
One of the employees, they what?
He is waving a fist at me.
Waving?
Yeah.
Where, are you in the parking lot?
Yeah.
What vehicle are you in?
A Honda. What does it mean?
You in a Honda?
Yeah.
I'm outside of my parking lot. I don't see no Honda.
I got out of there, man. He was waving a fist at me. What the hell was I supposed to do?
I ain't got a clue what's going on. You say you're in my parking lot, you're not here.
I drove off, man.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means. I don't know why you drove off, but I don't know what's going on.
He was waving a fist at me. He was waving a fist. He was waving a fist at me.
Well, I don't know what that was about. Who was it, a man or a woman?
I don't do that sort of stuff. I think it was a man. Could have been a woman. We can't tell at this stage of the investigation.
All right, this is crazy.
Vodka coming.
Balaclava?
Yeah. Hello? Is this... Oh, did I... Nina Monroe?
Yes.
One of your employees was waving a fist at me.
Sorry?
One of your employees is waving a fist at me. I don't know what it
means.
One moment. Okay.
Tell him you're drinking red Kool-Aid.
Uh-huh.
Tell him you're drinking red Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Tell him the red Kool-Aid sucks.
Said that one of our employees is waving a fist at them. Or something.
Like right now?
Yeah, they're on the phone.
Are they mad?
I don't know.
Waving a fist?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Are you there? Sir? Did the phone cut out? Oh, damn it. Why did it cut out? I don't know who was banjoing or what was even happening. I'm hoping the connection will come back.
The connection is back.
Oh, Jiminy Crickets. Oh, man, look at it go. Look at it go away. That's the phone line's echoing back at me. Oh, welcome to the show. You're listening live on RokeSorter.com/Whoopi. Oh, Rosin, do you want to go?
Sad.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
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 One of your employees is waving a fist at me.
Do what?
They're waving a fist at me.
Who?
I don't know.
Ma'am, this is the Countryside Diner. Did you mean to call this number?
Yeah, the Countryside Diner down from the church?
Yes.
Yeah.
And who's waving a fist at you? What do you mean, ma'am?
I don't know. I saw that fist getting waved. I got the hell out of there.
What?
Yeah.
Are you up at the church right now?
Yeah.
And somebody's waving a fist at you.
No, they were, and then I drove off. I got out of there, man.
Oh, now what do they look like?
They're kind of like shortish, tallish. They're like kind of like middle-sized.
Or was it a girl or a man?
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Oh, no.
I have sunglasses on.
Oh, okay. Was it like in the parking lot or?
I thought it might have been outside the building, but all I saw was that fist getting waved, and then I got the hell out of there.
Oh, okay. Well, we haven't seen anything like that happen around here, especially not inside.
Oh, did I do something wrong?
No, not that I know of.
Like, why else would they be waving a fist at me if I didn't do something bad?
Yeah, I don't know either.
I just was trying to see what was happening over there.
No, nothing's happened over here.
Well, someone was waving a fist at me, and I had to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, ma'am, but we haven't had any issues going on today like that. Not that I know of.
Was it you?
No.
Okay. That narrows it down,
then. No, I've been inside. I've been inside. I have not been outside.
I thought it was maybe from a window. Maybe I couldn't tell if they're inside or outside or stand by a window or what in the
Are
world?
Are you sure it
doing?
Wasn't somebody just trying to like wave or?
How would I? I'm not... Would it have been an employee waving, though?
I don't know, ma'am.
I don't... To be honest, I don't really... I'm not really familiar with this look. I haven't been, like, inside of it a whole lot. I'm not sure how to, like, differentiate from the employees and the guests.
Yeah, we're nice people here. We wouldn't be doing that to just strangers that we don't know. And we haven't had anybody throw fist at people.
No, they're waving a fist at me.
Like, waving a fist?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, ma'am, but...
Oh, I saw his knuckles
going
side to side.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. So I'm good to come down there?
Yeah, of course you're good to come down here. It'll be okay.
Okay.
We're not gonna do anything.
I just didn't know if they're mad at me.
No. I don't think anybody would be mad at you. I mean, I don't know, understand what's going on, so...
Well, they kicked me out. They kicked me out of the group a couple weeks ago.
They kicked you out where?
They kicked me out of the group I was in. He told me to go away, and I just did.
Wait, somebody here at the diner?
No, it was somewhere else.
Customer somewhere else? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they said I was annoying and unfunny, and they kicked
me out.
Okay,
well, do you want to speak with the owner here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Leah. How can I help you?
Leah, someone was waving a fist at me, and I'm not sure if they're angry or not at me.
When did this happen?
Like a couple hours ago. Or like an hour or 30 minutes.
Was you inside?
I was outside. I didn't even enter the darn building, to be honest with you.
Okay. Do you know what they look like?
No. Wearing sunglasses. It was hard for me to, like, talk. I wear sunglasses and I was in the car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All
I saw was those knuckles going to and fro, like, back and forth.
Yeah. I mean, I've been here all day, and I mean, especially the last hour I was here, but... I mean, I don't recall anybody. I mean, if something was going on, somebody would have brought it to my attention. Like, if somebody was doing inappropriate stuff or whatever. But, I mean, I'm here inside the dining room, and, I mean, I haven't seen nothing. So, I'm not for sure exactly what you've seen.
I saw someone waving a fist at me. I'm not, maybe they were doing it when your back was turned. I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I mean, there should be no problems if you're wanting to come down here. There would be no reason why any of my employees would be doing it. Now, if there was a customer in here, I'm unaware of, you know, but, I mean, everybody that was here an hour ago is already gone, and we've already got new customers.
How would I tell? I don't come in there often. How would I tell the difference? Do you guys do a uniform?
No, ma'am, but, I mean, the servers have aprons on. They have aprons on, and, I mean, but as far as uniforms, no.
Okay. I got the... Whenever I saw that fist getting waved to and fro, I got the hell out of there. Fast as I could, not even gonna lie to you. I drove off as fast as I could.
Yeah. I'm not sure what you're saying. I mean, I've been here all day. And, I mean, even if a customer was here doing something inappropriate, my girls would have told me. But I mean, I've been in the dining room, in the kitchen, and I mean, I've been here like since 3:30 this morning.
Yeah.
So I mean, I have not left. I mean, I've literally been here. And I mean, if somebody was acting inappropriate or was acting of anger, violence,
like
they would already bring that to my attention. So, I don't know if you've seen somebody playing around and just a thought that somebody was shaking a fist at you or what, but I assure you there was nothing of that nature going on here.
Okay.
Not here. I think you might be just, you know, I'm not going to say that you've seen something. I'm just not thinking that maybe you've seen something and just thought it was that. But
I've been thinking about this for the last several hours now, and I wasn't... I couldn't tell what in the world it was, but I'm pretty sure at this juncture it was that.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I got cameras. I can go back and look, but I'm telling you that that's not what it was.
Leah, if I have your word, I feel pretty.
You have my word because I take my business seriously, and if anybody's acting out, I mean, if my customers was acting out, they would already come and got me because they don't know how to handle situations, and they know that I don't tolerate them, and my employees would not be doing that either. Now, I'm not going to say you didn't see one of my employees playing around and dancing because they've been doing that, but they was not acting of anger or violence, no.
Dancing?
Yeah, and it could have been simply that you looked through the window and seen one of the girls dancing around and just thought that they was shaking a fist at you. I don't know.
I don't know how all that works. Dancing.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I know for a fact, I've been here, and I know that if somebody was sitting there shaking a fist, they would have come and got me. For one, I would never allow that toward another customer because that's interfering with my business, and then I would not have nobody acting of that because my children are here. I do not allow my children to be around violence, and I would not accept something like that. And my employees would not have a job here if they acted like that either.
So, you guys don't hate me then?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
We have no reason to hate you. I mean, we want you to feel welcome and feel safe, but I assure you that I'm just thinking that maybe if you think you've seen somebody's hand, I'm thinking maybe you've seen one of the girls dancing because they've been dancing around. I mean, it's been a little slower than normal, so we're just trying to get some time by while we're finishing up our job for tonight. Yeah.
I
assure you there was no violence here tonight.
I saw a fist.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that... Like, is there, like, a fist, like, a dance move where they have a fist out? I don't know.
I can just tell you that there's no violence here, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Can we put it...
Well, I hope you have a good night, and you can feel welcome to come and see us anytime.
Can I bring a sign with me?
What do you mean?
I just want to have a sign that says violence, and it has it crossed out. I think that would like help clarify some issues.
Okay. So I'm okay. I don't want to overstep no boundaries or nothing. I'm assuming like maybe I'm assuming maybe you've had violence in your life before in the past maybe.
Is that what it is? No.
Okay.
I've been afraid of it, but it's never happened to me.
Okay. I thought maybe you've been maybe abused time in your past, and maybe that and that scared you. Then that was going to explain a lot of things to me.
I just had a couple beers tonight.
Do what now?
I just had a couple beers tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think if you've had a few beers, then you probably just need to stay home because you don't need to be out driving if you've had beers, okay?
Yeah. I also write it down on my memo pad. Make a sign against violence for you.
Yeah.
Is that something you'd like down there?
I mean, whatever makes you feel comfortable, but I think you're just kind of a... Maybe you're drunk, and maybe...
Well, yeah.
Maybe you're a little confused.
Well, the fist waving, I had to loosen my nerves up, so I had to have a beer for that. And then I had to have another beer to get the gall to call. And then I had another beer, and now I'm thinking about making a sign.
Yeah, I think you've had one too many beers, hon.
Okay.
Well, okay, you're tying up my business phone. I'm going to get off here. You need to just lay down and rest. Okay.
You're cool.
Well, thank you. I think we should hang out
sometime, and we could have some beers.
I'm sorry, I don't drink.
Yeah, I can bring a soda pop, and it's been pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, well, remember, stay at home, because I think you have one too many to drink. You don't need to be out driving.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Oh!
She married you.
I got, now the tally's up to 10.
I thought, yeah, 10, right? Because you got
Yeah, I got
people.
Me in twice.
Yes.
That makes up for the last
hey, ma'am.
On Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you wanted to say something, and I was...
It's okay.
I was vibing.
You're good.
Yeah, you were ooing.
Oh, and welcome
What's
to the show.
Wild one? How are you, buddy?
Good. My eyes fucked up, but
what happened?
I'm good.
Damn.
I don't know. I'm just cleaning my room, and I don't know.
Have you been blinking?
Tall.
Shit happened.
Eaten. I can only see in one eye, so I feel like
one
a
eye
pirate.
Room.
Yeah.
So, Donahue.
Oh, Wild One, do you want to go?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Oh, Rosa, I like waving fists.
Hello, my eye hurts. I feel like a pirate. Can you hear me?
Sorry. Yeah, I hear you now.
Nothing. Yeah, I was just wondering, can I come out? Can I come in there? Like about an hour before you guys close? And can I just...
Yeah.
Can I help? Can I make the
food? Oh,
can I make
and
the
do
food?
What? I'm sorry. It's cutting out.
Would it be possible... I'm sorry. It's my eye hurts, so it's I don't know. It's just the radiation or something.
I understand.
Can I come in there like about an hour and just help you guys make the food?
Help us make food?
Yeah. Like I'm doing like a TikTok thing. I'm on the TikTok.
No, we don't really, you know, let anybody in our kitchen if they don't work here. Cause
I understand. I understand. I understand. I work for free. But I have like several, you know what I mean? Like, what's like, I went to chef school, you know what I mean? Like I have experience, you know, like I'll leave you guys a tip. I just want to see you guys, you know, get behind the scenes. Would that be possible?
I'm not really sure, because we don't let people in our kitchen if they don't work here, because they're not covered under any type of insurance, any type of liability insurance, because you're not on the payroll.
I understand. I'll sign a waiver. I'll sign a waiver saying that you guys are not liable. How about that?
No.
I have a few of them.
I have to call.
I have a lawyer not present with me. But he'll straighten up the details, and we can put it on three-way, and we can have like a three. I don't want
to
say we're threesome.
Give me your information. I have to call because I'm not in charge.
So you're not the main gal.
No, I have to ask the owner.
The head honcho.
Right. I mean, I'm a manager. I have to ask the owner.
So I'm confused. You are the manager.
Right, but I can't give that type of permission to let someone in the kitchen who doesn't work here.
Okay, so I can sign a waiver, though, right? I can still do that?
I have to ask the owner.
But no, what I'm trying to say is I can still do that, even if I'm not.
I have no idea. It's up to them. It's up to them and their what permission they give.
Okay, where are their owner?
Oh, I have to call.
Are they owning?
I can't get their number.
Oh, you have to call them.
Right.
I don't want to talk to the owners. I'm just asking you if they. I thought they were there. I heard people in the background. I thought that was them. I want to tell them.
Oh no, we're just really busy tonight.
You guys are really busy? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought they were coaching you, telling me what to do.
No, I've done this for 13 years.
Oh, so you never had someone in the back doing this?
What?
With this?
No.
Going in the back of the kitchen. So I was essentially pop your cherry.
I'm sorry.
What? Nothing.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you for a second.
No, it's okay. I'm breaking up with you.
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I can. I'll come out. I'll be there about, like I said before you guys. An hour.
I can't
guys
just
close.
Let you go in the kitchen. I can't just let you do
I'm
that.
I'm not. I listen. I'm not asking. I never said I wasn't going back in the kitchen. You said that.
Right. No, you said you were going to go back in the kitchen and help make food. That's the only way to make food is to go in the kitchen.
Listen, Okay, well, I can. What about, do you guys have like a microwave? Maybe we can do something like that. We can compromise here.
The microwave is in the kitchen.
So, what about like a drink? Can I do that? Like make like a soda?
Anything behind where the employees go, and we can't just let customers back there. It's a liability issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can I bring my dog with me?
No, we don't allow animals in here unless they're certified service animals.
Well, it's not really like a dog. It's more like I call him a dog, but he's like my homie. Like, you know what I mean?
I understand what like you mean. Friend. What's your TikTok handle? Oh,
wow. It's wild one dot at homie.
Spell it for me.
XOXO. Wild one. You know how to spell wild one?
Baldwin.
No, wild. Wild and fierce.
Wildwin.
Yeah. Let me. I'm laying down.
Wildwin at what?
I'm sick. At, like the at sign. You know what I mean? Oh, you're picking up.
It's Wildwin at what? You want coffee?
Yeah. At race car XOXO smiley face.
Wildwin at race car.
Yeah, at race car. I don't drive, but I just put that in there because it gets like the topics in there. You know what I mean?
Right. At race car XOXO.
And then smiley face.
Okay, and that's your TikTok handle?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay.
It's not,
well,
not necessarily a handle. It's my brand. You know what I mean?
That's your Instagram?
It's my brand. It's not. It's just.
Oh, your brand.
It's who I am. Yeah, it's my brand.
Okay,
yeah.
And give me your phone number.
My phone number. Give me 1 minute. I have my business phone number. Where is it? There you are. Sorry. Let me see. All right, there you are. It's popping up right now. It's 270-558-1710. You get that?
Got it.
And that's gonna be my assistant Beverly. So yeah, and if you don't give her, try not to give her a hard time. Her mom just died. So yeah, we're she's still.
Well, I just have to make sure that we're not getting scammed or anything. So.
No, I understand. Like I said, like she's like, no, I'm just telling you, just try not to, like I said, her mom just died. She's very depressed. Just, yeah. So that's going to be my lining assistant. So yeah, she helps with all the paperwork. So, that's beside the point though. I just want to put that out there. Don't bring up her mom, please.
All right. If I have any questions, yeah. I'll call you. If you're allowed to do it, I'll call you back. Right. If you don't hear from me, it ain't gonna be able to happen.
I understand, Miss. Thank you. You've been so helpful. You've been incredible. So, other than that, though, if I do come, well, I'll give you guys a whole bunch of like not really necessary tip, but I'll give you guys incentive. You know, I don't want to make it seem like. There's another word for it, but I can't think of it. You know what I mean? Like the meat guys draw. I don't want to say like, oh yeah, like I want you guys to put it on your map. I don't believe in that. You know what I mean? That sounds too influences. You know what I mean? Yeah, I want that payola. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay. Yeah, if they say it's okay, I'll call you back.
Okay. Also, I have two questions.
Okay.
I have another question for you. if one of you guys, I have a little bit of disability, so I was just wondering, would it be possible for you guys to at least help me with the meal if I do, if something like that happens? Oh. My name is Wild.
Oh, no, I was asking a customer. Sorry, I have to go orders.
Oh, you have to go. Can I talk to the customer real quick?
No, thank you. No, you can't talk to the customers. I'm going to get off the phone.
Okay, worth a try.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye. That ruined it.
You can't talk to the customer.
He's like, what? Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Instantly clocked us as TikTok superstars. Or clocked you. This is a you endeavor.
Is it me? I'm going again?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm going. But that you were the TikTok star.
Okay, I got confused. Yeah, I was a TikTok star, yeah.
Hi.
For Dallas.
Hey, we're TikTok stars.
Excuse me?
We're TikTok stars. This is the restaurant, the Las Portales.
Yes, Lexington, Los Portales. What do you need?
Well, we're TikTok stars. And we wanted to know if, like, someone was waving a fist at us.
Somebody what?
Somebody was waving a fist at us.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
This restaurant here.
Yes, Mexican restaurant, Lexington. Yeah. Yes.
Someone was waving a fist at us.
What you mean?
You know how you make a fist and then you like wave it at people?
No.
Okay, so you weren't the one who did it then.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was waving a fist at us. And I got scared. I got the hell out of there.
Fist at us? No, yeah. I don't know.
You know how, like, when people punch, they make a fist?
Punch and a what?
They were punching the air.
No, yes, what?
Yeah. They're punching the air with their fist. You know, like, bah, 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 ah, ah, like that.
Who was it?
I don't know. I thought it was an employee. Could have been a customer.
When it happened?
Like an hour or two ago.
Where?
Here.
Not here.
Here, man.
Inside?
Or out? I think it was outside because I was in my car.
Oh, I didn't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't hear anything about it.
They're waving a fist at me.
So what you need, I need to do?
Are they going to punch me when I come down there? Like hit me?
I don't know who people punch you.
Employee or a customer?
Yeah, let me check it out and you call me back, okay?
Okay.
Right,
well, was it an employee? He's gonna check it out. Oh, I'm clipping my nails, and that's the sort of quality, sort of content control you have here on the What You Wealth every June 4th, 2026.
Carter.
I don't think Carter talks often.
I think when he says something.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Listen. Well, I guess it's your turn then.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Timberlake Center, can I help you?
Hello, my eye hurts because I was eating your food. What should I do next?
Excuse me?
My eye hurts.
Your eye is hurt?
Because I was... My eye hurts. My eye. My right eye. It hurts. Like, I don't think it's an allergy. Like, I don't know if it, like, from the steam, from, like, the food or something. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know. What should I do?
I don't know what food you ordered.
I was eating something good. I put some like hot sauce on it, and then I think that's what happened. Like, ah, the hot sauce.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Give me just a second.
I don't want... What should I do? What is this? This is the Mexican spot, right?
Yeah.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, my eye hurts. I don't know what happened to it. Like, if it's from my... Yeah, I think I got, like, injured. Do I get, like... What's going to happen? Do I need to come down there?
I don't know when happened that. Is today or...
I believe it was yesterday from the... Yeah, it was yesterday, yeah.
Okay, can you tell me what you did yesterday? Up,
I a burrito with everything
burrito
on
what?
It. I don't
burrito
know.
What?
You remember some sort of it was big. It was like rectangle-ish, like a cylinder. Is that
yeah,
help?
But what inside? What is it?
I don't know. You made the food there. I don't know.
We got a lot of burritos, but what's coming inside what you ate yesterday?
It was El burrito, the burrito, if I'm not mistaken. El spicy burrito. El fuego. Does that help?
I don't know what's coming inside the burrito.
I think I got the most popular one. What's the most, like, I think it had meat in it. Does that help?
I don't know.
From like a cow?
You got a...
Moo?
Top, and you got like
moo?
You know what is like a steak and shrimp, chicken, what's come with inside? What did you eat yesterday?
Yeah, I think it was that one.
That one what? Yes, I can help you. You don't tell me nothing.
I don't know. Don't why are you questioning me like this? I think it was a chicken.
That is what I want to know. Just,
I think it was a chicken. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry.
Okay, we can make a lot of burrito. We can make a steak or chicken or mix it. I don't know what you're talking about. This, I don't know. Can you tell me what's coming inside your burrito?
I think it was chicken, yeah. The one that goes cut. Like that.
I can help you, sir, because I don't know what you eat yesterday. You can make me sure what you
I told you it was a burrito, chicken burrito. Yeah, that was that one. And then went, ah, and then now my eye hurts. I woke up today, and now my eye is like all puffy. It looks like I have, I don't know, it looks like I'm two people, like Two-Face. You know the Batman Two-Face?
Okay, that's my question. You got a shredded chicken or grill? You know what the grill? You want a shredded?
I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry right now. I mean, I already ate, but yeah. I mean, that's what. Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know what you did yesterday, man. Because we got a lot of burritos. We got like a steak, grilled chicken, shredded chicken,
taco burrito. Like taco burrito.
We don't have that taco burrito, man. We don't have that.
No, it's taco burrito.
I'm not understanding you. Can you come here? Can you show me in a minute?
I don't know. My eyes all messed up. I wouldn't be able to. You guys have like an app or something that I can use? Maybe I can send you pictures?
Can you come here and show me what is the name of the plate? We have a lot of menus. Show me that what you eat it. Well, I'm not understanding you because.
Can you pick me up? Like my eyes really messed up.
Okay,
like it's no joke. Like it looks like
I know.
To be honest, it looks like I'm turning into a chicken. I'm gonna be real. Like I can feel
I
like
know.
I feel like I'm about to lay an egg.
You can call like,
I'm a man.
Okay, you just call, or you can go to the hospital, or whatever you want it, but I don't...
So are you saying I should go to the hospital?
That is what I have to
do. I don't have money for that, though. Can you help me pay for it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know which one to play. We have a lot of stuff here.
Oh, so you guys are fancy like that, huh?
I can do nothing. If you can come here, show me which one the burrito.
Okay, I'll come there. But can I drink there while I'm there?
Okay, show me in the menu what you eat. I guess we can.
I'll come there, but can you? Can I bring my pet Komodo dragon there?
Do whatever you want. Just we wait you here.
Okay. No help.
Welcome to the show.
What happened?
Everything. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. They let me touch the grill, and now my hand hurts.
Can you say again?
They let me touch the grill, and now my hand really hurts.
I don't understand you.
You know how you guys have the grill?
Yeah, we grill in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They let me touch it.
You touch the grill?
Yeah, with my, like the surface of the grill.
Yes, now what?
And now my hand really hurts.
Give me just a second.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, you say again.
They let me touch the grill in the kitchen and now my hand really hurts.
I can understand you. With my grill in the kitchen, not in front of the table.
Yeah. They let me into the kitchen. I went into the kitchen and I touched the grill.
You won't go in the kitchen?
Well, I went in the kitchen. They didn't let me go in. I just snuck into the kitchen and I touched the grill and now my hand really hurts.
So, cause I don't know. So is that what time you keep put in the kitchen? You go in the kitchen.
Like,
I had camera right here. So
yeah.
What time you in the kitchen?
That was like 30 minutes ago, man.
30 minutes ago, you go in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I go look in the camera. Okay.
I snuck in
so
and
call
I.
Back.
I touched the surface of the grill.
Okay, okay. I'm looking for the camera. Give me just a second. You can call back. Okay, I'm looking for the camera. So 30 minutes ago, right?
I don't know what it was. It feels like it happened 30 minutes ago.
I'm looking for the camera. So you said 30 minutes ago, I'm looking for the camera. You can call back, okay? Bye.
I went in through the back door. Oh, no. Maybe they'll catch someone going into the kitchen.
It'll be you.
Oh,
you'll be
yeah.
in the kitchen.
Well, by virtue of you being here, it is your turn.
No, I'm the only one.
Join the mumble. I need more. I have.
Favorite Chinese.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
My friend, he called him ma'am, but he was on the phone, and now he's crying, and he's pretty sensitive about that. I was just wondering, can you say sorry to him? Please? It's not his fault.
Uh-oh.
I had to.
I turned on the air conditioner. It's probably very audible.
I can hardly hear you.
You can't have air conditioners running during a show. It's unprofessional.
We're
making billions of dollars on this. Oh, it's your turn still. Zaxby.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. To run the air conditioner.
Thanks, Colin Zaxby. This is Austin. I'm out.
Hey, Austin. I was just wondering, you guys have, like, I don't know. I was in there a bit ago and I saw some guy, like, looking at me weird. Like, he was licking his lips. Like, I don't know, is that the vibe you guys are going with? Or I was totally bewildered, perplexed even, you know? Like, I don't know. Like,
there was someone just licking their lips at you?
Yeah, looking at me weird, you know? Like, he wasn't like a sexual way, you know what I mean? But he was just, I don't know, it gave me the heebie-jeebies, you know? Like, I don't know, like, are you guys doing this, or are you guys one of the patrons, or you guys get that often, or I don't know.
Was it someone from the kitchen that was staring at you weird?
I don't know. My eye's a little messed up. Like, I can't really tell. You only have like one eye today, and it's a little inflamed today. I couldn't really tell you. It might have been, but like I said, I really don't know. But like, I caught like a glimpse, like in my corner view, and I saw it real quick, and then, you know what I mean? Like, it just everything happened so fast. Like, I don't want to be a telltale, you know what I mean? But I just had to. I had to know, though. You know what I mean? It's on my mind. It's on my brain. You know?
Yeah, I'll tell them to make sure they're not staring at anybody, making them feel uncomfortable.
No, and not to lick lips. You know what I mean? That's a deal breaker too.
Yeah.
Can you say that though, verbally, so I can make sure I had that on my record?
Yes, sir. I'll let him know.
Let him know what though? I want verbatim.
Make sure they're not staring at you. Make sure they're not licking their lips, and make sure they're not making.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, customers feel uncomfortable.
Like, I was. It was uncomfortable. That's what I'm looking for. Like, I don't know. I was trying to eat my food. You know, I was like, oh, that's really good food. You know what I mean? I was about to ready to dig in, you know, go ham on it. And then I felt I was getting this weird vibe, you know, weird sensation. I look for a second. I'm like, oh, shit. Excuse my language, to be frank. But I was like, what's this? I can't find the words, too. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it was just uncomfortable.
Unsettling. Yeah, it was uncomfortable. It was, you know. Exactly. Yeah, you get what I'm trying to say. Like, how would you feel if that happened to you? You know what I mean? Like, you were at a restaurant, you were at Mickey D's. You know, someone's like, you know, licking your lips, you know, touching your lip. You know what I mean? And give you a little head nod. And you're like, you know, like they weren't doing that. I felt like, you know, the come here sign. I felt like they were on to me. Like they were about to do it, but I saw them real quick. You know. Like, I don't know if you guys were playing games or something. Like, I just don't know.
We do have
I'm so confused.
We do have two special needs workers that come in here, and it could have been one of them. I don't think anybody would just randomly do it.
What? Who? Are you... You guys have special needs people at working there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, then I'm not even mad then. All right, forget about that. Can I talk to them? Can I talk to them? Tell them it's okay. We had no beef.
There's just someone from the morning shift. All the night shifts in tonight, so I can just let them know.
Oh no, I was there like about an hour ago.
All right. Well, I can let them know and make sure they're not doing it anymore.
Okay. Can I come in there? Can I give you guys like one of my cards? I'm actually a licensed therapist as well, so I feel like on the Becker scope, that's more like a psychopathic tendencies. So just to be careful about that.
Yeah.
Just to be aware of that. You know what I mean?
I'm not.
They're not, like I said, they're not murderers, but you get what I'm trying to say. It's a psychopath. I forget about the words. You know, I'm like, that was never my specialty. But you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're a murderer, but it means like they have the genome, as it were. Awesome.
All right, so you could be giving us one of your cards whenever you come up here, you said?
Yeah. It's Wilden. Yeah, it's you know who I am. Like I said, my eyes really, really messed up. Looks like a chihuahua bit into me. I don't know. You seem like, I don't want to say we're mangled, but that's how it looks, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
Right, it's okay. It happens to the best of us. All right, you're not really helping me. Can you say we're more enthusiast? It sounds like you had a long day. How are you, my friend? How are you, my friend, Austin? You're good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm 21.
I don't care. I'm not into you. Relax. All right. I'm in my mid 30s. So listen, there's too much of an age gap. I don't care about that. It would never work between us.
Were you still wanting to talk about the worker that was here? Or?
Well, I don't know. You said you were going to do it. I just figured, you should get onto it. I mean, I don't know anything. You would know more than me. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, sir. I'd let him know.
So, so we'll move past that. I just want to see how you're doing. How's my friend Austin doing today? Are they working you? Are you working to the bone? You get breaks. What's your favorite thing to do? Like, what's Austin's to go to? Like, what's Austin's like deal today? You know what I mean? Like, what's Austin's mentality?
Managers don't get breaks, but whenever we got a chance.
Oh, you're a manager? My man.
Yes, I've been talking to you.
Hell yeah, Austin, you go. You girl. I don't want to be misgendering you, but you know, yeah, you're the best. So all right. You sound like you're very happy today, then.
Yes, sir.
I love you. Hey, is anyone tell you love you? Like you're loved?
I don't know if I know you, sir.
But you have to know, being like that Jesus loves you. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, then I'll let you go. Then you sound like you're having a grand old time there.
All right, I'll make sure they're not staring at you no more, sir.
And licking their lips. You keep on forgetting that, Austin. Licking their lips. That's the main part. That's what enthralled me. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm not sir. I don't like be calling sir. Just call me dude.
All right, is that all?
Like, dude, or Wilden. I prefer Wilden, if you can.
But yeah.
All right, bye.
Was that all?
Hang up.
All right. Yeah, have a good day.
I love you. You too. Wilden. He kind of did not want to get that way. I know who his deal is.
What's wrong with that guy?
he's like, I take this seriously.
She was very monotone.
He must have been on drugs or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. He's gonna blame the special needs. Okay.
Oh, welcome to the show. You're listening live.
The person you've dialed can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Welcome, Snort. Oh, I want to do this. I'm not sure if it's a good idea. You said something earlier and I liked it.
Dodgers, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz. Hi, Liz. This is Snort. I was wondering if I'm allowed to bring my Komodo dragon down there to provide my services.
I don't think we have an animal policy.
All right, great. He's pretty friendly. He's not poisonous or anything.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Settle down. Did you hear him go?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. He's a pretty cool guy. Yeah. Like, would you want to, like pet him?
Me? No.
Oh, he like, eats bugs and stuff.
But my workers might want to.
Yeah. Can I bring him to the kitchen, you think? Or, like, to the back door of the kitchen?
No.
How about by the garbage cans? Because when you're hauling out garbage, you gotta wash your hands after. So, like, why not have the Komodo dragon out there?
We're not allowed to open the back door.
Oh. How's the garbage get out then? That's the sound a Komodo dragon makes, by the way.
Can we hear it one more time, just to make sure? Definitely it, yeah.
Wait, I wanna try Komodo dragon again.
Dairy Queen Watersville. I'm at Dairy Queen Lexington.
Hi, is this the one in Watersville?
No, this is Lexington.
Oh, okay. It just so happens I am actually in Lexington right now. I found something outside of the Dairy Queen, and I'm not sure what it is. I think it might be a Komodo dragon.
I'm sorry. Are you sure?
Yeah. He's making the noise and everything.
And where is it at?
Well, I found him. I have him in my van now, but he was, like, around the Dairy Queen. I thought maybe he was one of yours and he got off his leash or something.
That's definitely not one of ours.
Settle down.
I don't really know what to do.
He's a little bit testy.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
He's a little bit testy right now. I don't know what the sound, like, is that hissing he's doing?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I don't know what he's doing at me. He's making a noise at me. I don't know. Is it like hissing or honking? I don't know what it is. Like, do they honk?
I don't think. One second.
Okay.
Listen, Dairy Queen, what can I help you with?
Hi, is this your, was it your Komodo dragon then that I found?
Yes, the Komodo.
Perfect.
Try it one more time.
Yo, I think that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay, then.
It's totally the sound a Komodo dragon makes.
That definitely, yeah.
Oh, it's your turn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can join the mumble too if you want to take turns.
Mumble.
Yeah, mumble.rogueserver.com. Go there. It'll tell you all the secrets and stuff and how to talk to the wizard and how to connect. And you can be part of the show. Live on rogueserver.com/weapon.
7, 3, 1, 9.
You can be part of the show. You can talk to hotels. You can talk to food places, and maybe gas stations.
The world is your oyster.
Yes, those are the three things in the whole entire world, and you can talk to them. And you can be facetious about your intentions. On the Wuppy Wealth, every June 4th, 2026. It's 9:08.
Thank you for calling Arby's of Lexington. How may I help you?
This is Arby's, you said?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you guys have the meat then. Cool. I was just wondering, I went around back and, well, to your place of business, and do you guys know there's like animals? You know what I mean? Like opossums, like feral, like just like, I don't know. I just want to make sure you guys are There's animals around, like, around the dumpster. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Like, okay.
I was just trying to, well, you don't have to be so mean about it, but I was just trying to get some food, like some buns, you know what I mean? And, cause I don't like okay. you guys' meat. But I just want to make sure you guys know about it, though.
Okay, thank you.
No, you're very welcome.
Have a good night.
Ma'am. No,
thank
no, you
have
a
night.
Great night. No, don't tell
thank
me what
you.
To do.
Bye.
No.
She's very, 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 very relaxed about it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. It's the Wuppy Wealth every June 4th, 2026. It's 9:10:41 post meridian Eastern Daylight Time. And you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. And I'm Wuppy, your Rogue Server file jockey, live in the studio with Wild One and Carthor.
Hello, McDonald's Lexington.
Hi, I found an opossum, like, around the back of the restaurant.
There's a what, I'm sorry?
There's a saltwater crocodile behind the restaurant. I got him, but he's kind of angry at me.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. There's a monitor lizard around the back of your restaurant, and I got him now. I'm not sure if he was one of yours, but he's really angry at me now. And he's, like, honking at me. Oh, it's a monitor lizard. I guess from the lake. But he's pissed. Where's Tiff? Where did Rosin go?
I think Tiff has something to do today, and Rosin's just being Rosin.
Oh. Where's Hootas?
Just me and you. and Carthor.
Yeah.
All Donegan.
It's that great group of guys.
Lex and Barton.
Hello?
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 Whoopi wants to take this one, so I'll let him do it.
Hi, one of your employees is waving a fist at me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They were waving a fist at me, and what did I do? That was yesterday. Oh, this is literally the next phone number. It's like one up from the last phone number. Literally plus one. Oh, it's your turn, by the way.
Oh. Devin, you said?
Yeah, Devin.
Oh, that's a kind of weird name. Okay, whatever. I may have lost something. I don't know. Can you guys check?
It's what small. Would you have lost? What would it be?
It's small. It looks like a notebook, but it's not really like a notebook. It's like a diary, I guess, like a journal.
Okay, here, just a second.
Have any of you guys had anything, like a little notebook or diary turned in?
Give me just a second, man. There's a couple places I can check.
Well, let me, I can describe it to you. Let me describe it the best I can. It's like a rainbow. It's not really like a rainbow, but it looks like it has like three stripes. Like one of them's green,
yellow, a flag.
And blue. Kind of like a flag, but it's like a rainbow, like a curve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then squiggly.
Do you know,
more like squiggly.
Would you have left it at the register, in the bathroom, at the pump? You know, like, where would you have left it?
I don't know. I don't know. I literally just sat down, and I noticed that wasn't with me. So I must have, it's out in the wild. You know what I mean? Like, it's not there. It could. I'm calling. To be honest, I'm just calling. You like the third place. I had a lot of things to do. You're like the third place. I just want to make sure you guys keep a good eye on it. You know what I mean? Keep an eye on it, Devon.
Okay. I'm walking around and.
Oh, you're gonna.
I'm checking the bathroom.
Describe to me. You're in the bathroom. Well, how does it look?
Well, I don't see any kind of book or anything. Yeah,
it's not a book.
Here.
It's more like a journal. It's not a book. Is more like a thickness. Whereas a journal,
right.
It's more like a description.
I understand. Nothing that matches the description.
It's very flaccid. You know what I mean? It's more like it's a very flaccid notebook. You know what I mean? It's worn.
Yeah.
You know. Worn down. Well, not. You know what I mean? It describes.
I can't find it.
You know, I have. It tells my,
sorry.
It tells me, yeah, it has my, like, the therapist, like, you know, what they want me to do it every day, so it pisses, like, so if I don't do it, it makes it seem like I'm going to go on loony bed now, if I don't turn the end, so you might not see me for a few months if I don't get that back, you know?
I checked our safe. Nobody turned anything in earlier in the day, and I can't find it in the bathroom or on the counters.
You guys have a safe? You guys have a safe?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I know restaurants have a safe. That's a new fact for me.
All right.
You check on the roof? It might, like I said, it might have blown somewhere. Did you check on the roof yet?
No,
like
I didn't.
Outside?
Know.
I wasn't on the roof,
on.
But. Well, it might have been outside.
Let me poke outside.
Yeah, just like pop your head out real quick.
Yeah, I'll look outside. I'll check the sidewalks and the parking lot and the pumps.
Did you
pull into any of the pumps?
Oh no, I didn't pull in anywhere. I just
no gas.
I didn't get gas. I was cleaning something out.
No, there's nothing on our like awning or anything. I can't see anything on the roof.
Do you think someone stole it? Because it's a pretty neat journal or like
my
memoirs.
Say,
you know what I mean?
If somebody did, I wouldn't really know.
It has my address. You think someone's gonna bring it back to me?
They could. I don't know, man.
All right, keep your head on a swivel. Just
okay.
Yeah, Devon.
Right. All right. Sorry,
just
man.
To make sure. Oh, you're good. It happens. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. If we
but
find
like you say, if you don't hear from me. If you don't hear from me, you know, I'm in the mental institution because they're really particular about that, you know?
Oh, okay. I'll be sure to call you if I find it, though.
Oh, yeah, well, you won't have my number, so whatever.
No, I have the callback number, like, for this call.
Oh, you do? Well, it doesn't matter, like I said, I won't be there. You know what I mean? Like, I'll probably be, like, they're going to be hunting for me. They're going to be looking for me, you know? So, I don't know if they're getting a hold of me, but just, if you can, like, it has my address, you know?
Right.
So, if you can, just send it to me. Can you mail it to me?
Mail? Okay, yeah.
Would
if
that
I
be
find
possible?
It, yeah, I'll have it sent back to the address in the book.
And if you can, once I get out the mental institution or the insane asylum, wherever they put me in, I'll send you some money. How does that work, Devon?
No, man, I wouldn't need anything back. It's not a big deal.
Well, I can give you maybe an inscription or something like that, like a memoirs of my life.
Yeah, I mean, sure, man.
All right. Sounds good. All right, I love you. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
So, are you laughing? It's true.
Oh, no.
That was too much for him.
The mental institution?
The mental... Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, I pressed the button that turns off the air conditioner.
Oh, no.
Now it's back to normal. Vatican coming. Man, they can't call pizzas, they do phones. Is that the line we draw?
Taco Bell Extend. This is Cristal speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, I was down there earlier, and one of your lizards stuck its tongue out at me, and I don't know how to feel.
Oh, man.
See, I keep trying to tell the lizards they've got to have better people skills.
Yeah.
And that's a workshop that I'm actually finna put into play. So I do apologize. Can you tell me, did the lizard have a mohawk or was it spotted?
Just a regular old lizard that was sort of that, you know, hides out in the damp and eats bugs.
Yeah, damn lot lizard.
Yeah.
Well, all
right. He snuck in the bag and he's just been like, lizard! He stuck his tongue out. Lizard, do it again! He keeps sticking his tongue out at me.
Yeah, sorry, man. I'm a lot lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a normal noise for a lizard to make, you think?
You have a good day, huh?
You too.
She enjoyed that.
Yes. Lot lizards. Dear.
Not it.
Oh, Jesus, I have to go again.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I touched the oven and my hand hurts now. Hello? Hello?
Hello, you just watched a cartoon clip of cool autistic gamer 774.
Uh-oh. Oh no, oh no, I lost my place in the list! I have to go somewhere else now. I have to go to another state. Where I go down here. Yeah, there we go. I have the air conditioner running. I apologize, it's just slightly too warm in the Rogue Server File Jockey studio with your File Jockey, Whoopi. Live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi, I'm your host. Good, I can hear it. I can see it too.
Tavern 018, can you hold please?
No, I touched the girl back there and it hurt my hand pretty bad.
I'm sorry?
I touched the grill and now my hand hurts. I don't...
Why were you laughing?
They're evil. Okay, I'm gonna try this one more time. One more time. I'm sorry.
G'day, mate. Thanks for calling Outback Steakhouse in Cordova, located at 1110 North Germantown Parkway. We're currently open for business. Press 1 for call ahead sitting. Press 2 for curbside takeaway. Press 0 for an Outbacker.
Outbacker.
Please hold.
This is Jeremy.
Hello?
I worked at Outback Steakhouse a while ago, and I hurt my hand on the grill over here, and now it hurts.
Say it again?
I touched the grill at your restaurant, and now my hand hurts. This is Jeremy.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to get across to the manager.
All right.
You said what was the name again?
My name's Jeremy. I used to work at Outback Steakhouse.
The one in Cordova?
Yeah, this one.
All right, give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Yo, no way.
Yo, it's Jeremy.
Yo, it's Jeremy.
Come on, come on, come on.
Thanks, Owen. It's Chris. How can I help you?
Yo, this is Jeremy. I touched your grill and now my hand hurts.
Your name is Jeremy?
Yeah, I used to work there. So they kicked
used
me
to.
Out. Yeah, they kicked me out, man. They gave me the
Big
boot.
Dog, that's our past tense, man. You over here playing on the phone? It's 2026,
bro. No, I was checking on your kitchen. I was checking how you guys are doing it back there. You guys aren't doing as good as it used to be whenever I used to run it.
Okay, that's the past tense, bro. What did you call it for?
I touched your grill, current tense, and now my hand hurts.
You touched the grill and now your hand hurts?
Yeah.
All right, touch your head and think about it. Let me know how you feel.
Yo, I'm going to touch the lip with my finger.
Okay, well, call back tomorrow and let us know how you feel.
My hand hurts.
All right, take it easy, bro. I appreciate you.
I love you. It's Jeremy. Oh, that was vaguely threatening. Don't do that. I don't know what got into me to threaten that man like that.
It was Jeremy.
Oh, it was Jeremy. Jeremy got into me. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes it better, I guess.
Does FBI Big Cousin Wonko?
FBI. Welcome to the show.
The lizard?
The lizard?
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Uh-oh. I turned you back up. Wait, did you want to go?
Not this time.
Okay. Wild one.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Crave Kitchen. If you want to place a to-go order, press 1. If you would like to make a reservation, press 2. If you want to speak with a staff member, press 3.
What an evil robot.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
I don't like it one bit. Ugh.
Crave Kitchen.
Hello?
Crave Kitchen.
Hello, I was wondering.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to. Yeah, don't get that fast. I was just wondering, can I come over there, and me and my fiance come over there? I was just wondering, can I propose to her when I get there? Would you guys be willing to help me out? She likes Eminem.
Let me get you to a manager. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. What is this place?
Crave Kitchen.
Crave's Kitchen.
Gordon Ramsay?
Uh-oh.
Kitchen hell.
Oh, yeah, I have you turned up really, really, really loud, and then your phone buzzes, and then it just hurts my ears.
Oh, yeah. I use a phone. Hang on.
Oh, you got it. You got to turn off. Oh, he left. Oh.
I like your commentary. It's just
hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. She said that'll be fine.
Oh, she's. Oh, look. Well, I was just wondering. Can I tell you what we're gonna do? Or what my plan is?
Hold on 1 second. Hey, how you doing?
You're the head honcho, the boss.
Well, I'm not the head honcho, but I can assist you. What's your name?
Me and my lovely partner. I gotta come in. I wanna propose to him. I was just wondering. Do you guys do like weddings? Like, you know, can I propose to him?
Well, the only thing that we'll be able to help you with as far as that part is a sign that'll say, I mean, we can do the sign for you that say, will you marry me? And we got lights that we can come out when you're ready.
No, I don't want to do that specifically. Like, so I can't bring my dogs and they'll help me out because they're
you say your dog like a dog.
They're the reasons. Well, now not the homie dog, but the other dog.
Something out four leg dog.
Well, yes. Not
no, you
dog,
can't bring it. No,
dog.
We can't have animals in the. We can't have animals in the establishment.
No, not the Snoop dog. The other dog.
A homie dog.
No, not the homie dog.
What dog you talking about then?
You said dog. I was like, I got confused.
Nah, you start confusing me because I'm trying to figure out, you bringing a human or you bringing a four-legged animal?
No, forget about that. You said no go anyway, so we'll get past that. So now you got me all flustered. Okay, so how about this? Can I give you guys? Can I give you the ring? And would you would you be able to put it in the food?
In the food?
Yeah, and the partner will find it. And
I can tell our cook with it.
Okay,
Once we give them the ring for them to put in the food, are you gonna give us some type of eye contact to come out to help you, or how you want us to do that?
Whatever your guys' vibe, whatever you guys want. You know what I mean? It sounds like you guys are a party. You guys are a party. Like wherever you want, I'll provide. You know what I mean? We'll be spontaneous. You know.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. You're going to come in a little bit before her, so we kind of talk in person, get it set up, or how you trying to do it?
Ooh, I wasn't even thinking about that. Now, that blew my mind. Damn.
Even though we have an understanding over the phone, I'm one of those person that I'm kind of hands-on a little bit. That way you can literally, like, see where we at, and then you can kind of tell me how you want it to play out.
I like your style. That's why you're the manager, and I don't know. How do we get now we're on the same wavelength, me and you.
Yeah, we on the other one said so, now we on the same page.
yeah. So is there a chance can I scream out loud? We guys won't be afraid, you know, can I be like I'm proposing to my girlfriend. Like, oh my man, excuse me. You get what I'm trying to say though.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. That's fine.
Can I do like a little dance? Would that be possible? I'm not.
You
a
think
good
can
dancer.
You come in?
Can I do like a little dance? A little groove? Can I get my groove on?
Yeah, that's fine. Just let me know right now we don't have a DJ in here, so we have a playlist going. So then I say, like, if you come
that's
in,
fine.
Let me know what songs you want to hear around that time, then I can put
likes,
a playlist,
likes,
your playlist
he likes
together.
Eminem. He likes an Eminem
okay.
song with that one that goes, wah, 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 wah.
We're going to have to find it when you get her. You look for the night.
Comes up my window, and I can't see it all if I could.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, when you get here, just let me come to the bar and ask for Misha, and then we can get it together.
Okay, me and you. Well, me, you'll hook me up, and I'll hook you up.
Yep, I'll hook you up. That's fine. I got you.
Okay.
How many people will we be able to see you? You to a table?
Oh, just be me and her. Just me and him. Excuse me.
Just you and her.
I'm kind of out of it, Yeah, me and him. I'm sorry, my mouth is dry, so I keep on.
You good?
I don't like to be verbiage. You know what I mean? So we're very fluid, very dynamic. You get what I'm trying to say?
I get what you're saying. But okay, but as soon like that, when you come up here, we'll put it together and we can go from there.
So, that's fine.
We able to help you.
Me up. What you want in return? I think just something. It's so nice. It's been so nice to
you. Nothing. This is just our job. This is like if it was a birthday, but instead it's gonna be a proposal.
Can I take a picture of you? No, with me and you.
Yeah,
me,
that's fine.
And my fiance. And but like, look,
fine.
Maybe. How about this? Maybe I'll invite you. There's no maybe. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna do it. Can I invite you to my wedding? Would that be possible?
It's possible. If I'm off that day, I'll definitely come.
Oh, yeah, heck yes. All right, then all right, I'll see you later.
Craig will definitely be at your wedding.
Yeah.
You soon. I'll see you when you get here.
Yeah, I like you. You're great. All right, you have a nice day. I'll see you
too,
about 2 hours probably. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, that's fine. She told me to do it. Okay.
All right. I'll see you later, my dog.
What a cool lady.
Yeah, what a great lady.
This is the part of the show where it gets very, very, very quiet and very serious and intense.
No,
I'm Whoopi, your Rogue Server file jockey. It's currently 9:41 and 38 seconds post-meridian Eastern Daylight Time. It's June 4th, 2026. It's Whoopi Wealth every June 4th, 2026. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Live in the studio, we have FBI Big Cousin, Carthor, O'Donagan, Tiff, Wild One, and
hello.
Whoopi.
O'Donagan.
Welcome.
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 And I'm running an air conditioner, too.
I'm learning Swedish for Carthor.
Nice. Is this
track? Are you gonna be a gamer, Tiff?
A gamer?
Yep.
No.
Wild One, what's your favorite Eminem song?
Call yourself PewDiePie.
You left me.
What in the Swedish is happening?
To be honest, I really don't have one. Someone goes da 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 da.
My favorite one's only
Mom spaghetti.
Your songs look heavy.
These weeks arm spaghetti. There's vomit on a spaghetti already. Oh,
Mom.
I guess I'm going. And all you guys have to go. You have to make phone calls.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, bueno.
Hey.
Excuse me, 1 second, please.
Okay.
The dude just spit thrown on operator.
I don't know what this guy is doing. I don't think he's got a good grasp on English either, unfortunately.
FBI.
He's in speed mode.
What?
It's FBI. I'm scared.
Why?
Wait, what's happening? What's happening?
FBI. Oh, God.
Hi. If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
I'm Jacoby. I'm a restaurant man.
Thanks, Jacoby. Please stay on the line.
Jesus. Oh, God, this is scary.
Don't be scared.
And this is the most ominous noise a phone can make.
It is creepy. It is a creepy one.
Maybe that's what I'm telling them.
Have you ever used this person? Is not available.
Bullshit. Oh,
have you ever played with a xylophone?
Pennywise phone call.
A xylophone? That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
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 Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
I think I can trust FBI to turn him up again.
Thank you for calling Incredible Food and Fun, formerly Incredible Pizza Company. For English, please press 1. For Spanish, please press 2.
Get in here, Snappy.
If you are calling about booking an incredible birthday party, please press 1. If you are calling about booking an incredible group event,
press
please
1
press 2.
For me.
If you are calling for anything else,
incredible
please press
group
3.
Event.
Wait, this one birthday or
please stay on the line. You can now book your incredible birthday party online.
Oh, I bet it's an app.
At incrediblefoodandfun.com/birthdays. Simply click Book Online to get started. For questions, use the contact form or website chat.
I don't... Wait, who's this trying to call me? Uh-oh. Why is it so quiet? There we go.
Thank you for calling Incredible Pizza Company. For English, if you are calling about booking an incredible birth, please stay on the line. Please leave your name, phone number, and the best time to reach you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I guess there's nobody actually there at the store.
Come on, Snappy. Snappy girl.
Someone will pick up.
Snappy, 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 Snappy.
It's really connect. Hello?
Thank you for calling Plants Officer Cordova. This is Ariana.
Ariana, I was... I'm not sure, like, how to do it. I'm not sure if, like, your store or your restaurant would be the best place for me to do
okay.
it.
Okay. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm trying to figure out who to keep and who to ditch of the, either my girlfriend or my boyfriend. And I was just going to invite both of them down there and we'll like, see what happens.
Okay. So, what are you trying to do? You trying to make sure they're here?
Oh, I'm trying to make sure, like, if anything happens, I'm not going to get in trouble for it, I guess.
Now that I can guarantee, if something was to happen regarding, like, a situation, we are obligated to call the police.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't get in trouble.
Like, well, yeah. So, like, if everything just goes... If there's no any altercations or anything, like anything physical, or you guys aren't making too much noises or anything, I would say, like, nothing will happen.
I think they don't like each other. I was figuring if they, maybe they'd have a little bit of a cat fight, and then I'd choose the victor to be my partner going forward.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, as long as everybody's on their best behavior.
Yeah. Like, they might get snippy. They might get snippy at each other.
Oh, yeah. So, if they don't cause, like, attention to themselves, of course, it should have no problem.
How loud are they allowed to get?
Not too loud. Only if everybody's, like, in a restaurant looking at them, I would say that's probably... But, like, if it's just casual conversation...
Yeah.
And it's mm-hmm.
I guess that'd be one or the other. I'm taking him on, like, you know, roller skates and, like, movie theaters. I'm taking her to, like, you know, like McDonald's and stuff and, like, hotel rooms. It's just too much.
Uh-huh. But yeah, just as long as there's no, like, no physical altercation or anything,
yeah.
Or just them, like, yelling and screaming at each other, of course.
All right.
Is that all you wanted for tonight, sir?
Oh, do you have any other questions for me?
Oh, no, not necessarily.
Do you have any questions for anybody here? Any of the incoming party?
Not really, sir.
Okay.
Alrighty, that's all you guys needed me for?
Yeah.
Alrighty, thank you.
Peace. That was a dragon.
Was it Ariana Grande?
It might have been. We don't know that.
Snappy. I'm suspecting, like, yes.
Yes.
You know, like, she's a slut.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm seriously. She's a slut. Because, like,
Ariana
multiple times.
We don't know any of these people.
What's happening?
No, Who's going?
Just spackling.
Me.
Okay, Tim.
My husband's pulling in the driveway, too. It might be bad. Is this bad timing? Probably.
Manhattan Sports Bar. If they pick up.
Manhattan Sports Bar.
Hopefully they pick up.
Welcome in. Life.
Welcome.
Milko. I can see milk
Thanks
and beer
for
now.
Calling Manhattan Sports Bar and Lounge. We're sorry that we missed your call. Please leave a message and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Or for a faster response time, please text 901-236-8511. Thanks and have a great day.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
Fucking assholes.
Goodbye.
I was going to leave a really good message too.
I love leaving voicemails. A lot of people hang up on it, but I think it's really funny to leave people with something that they can play over with other people. You're never going to believe this shit.
And it allows you an opportunity to write any narrative without an element of believability at risk. Yes.
Another bar.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Every time I read the name out, they don't pick up.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. It's such a long name.
Hey, man, it's Freddy's.
I love Freddy's.
God damn it, Freddy. It's all Donegan's fault.
Yeah. You're doing a very bad job at picking up phones here.
Hello, it's Freddy's. What can I do for you?
I think I need to go an hour west. Another time zone.
Are you in the Midwest? That sounds
Tennessee.
Like a very Midwest place. Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody on the East Coast is feeling fuck it right now. Who's FBI big cousin?
It's mysterious.
Is that
it's still a mystery.
Why am I letting... Oh, whoa. I bumped my voice up.
It's stressing me out.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Not your voice.
Oh.
The mystery, Swede.
Diggs.
Diggs.
Relatively fancy, or it's some sort of food place you can get.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You didn't really answer the phone or say anything, or it cut out.
Oh, yeah, it must have cut out. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Please don't be sorry. Oh, gosh. I'm in the restroom right now. I'm not sure if anybody could come in to help me really quick. Frankly,
yeah, which one are you at?
Well, I'm in the ladies' room. I just took the biggest poop that I have ever taken in my entire life. It goes all the way up to the rim, and I just need somebody to come look at this with me because I was dining alone. It's incredible. Can you pop in here really quick?
I need to
really
run
fast.
Something.
for like 30 seconds.
I need to run something. Yeah, I can go in a second.
You need to run something to a table?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I mean, honestly, they can wait a second. You're never going to see this again. I don't want to hold up the stall. Just have somebody else be like, hey, Expo. We have the Expo be like, hey, can somebody run this to table 42? Come to the bathroom. Come look at the, my poop. It's freaking, it's a perfect spiral, too. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Okay.
It's so cool.
Give me one moment.
You, hey, tell them, hey, you're going 4 minutes over on table 13. The steaks are going 9 minutes.
Okay, I'll be there in a moment. Just give me 1 second, okay?
You better come. Hey, listen.
I will.
Hang up the phone. But come see this gigantic fucking dookie I took. It's gonna be the coolest thing you've ever seen. All right, I'll see you in a minute.
Okay, I'll go. Yes.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
God, man. I really hope there is something waiting for her. It's sort of let down.
I love it. Yeah, she's gonna be bummed out. You know what's surprising to me is how many people are interested in coming to see it. I've done that. I've been really liking doing that. And almost everybody was like, all right.
I kind of want to. I'm not
do
sure.
It.
I'm not sure I can do it. I could be vague about it.
I bet you could. I bet you could. People are. You just have to be nice. They're into it.
Vincent's Grill. This is Ruth. May I help you?
Hey, I did some like in the restroom.
Excuse me.
The restroom.
What about the restroom?
Well, I used it, and it basically was incredible.
It was. I'm sorry. It smelled incredible.
Well, like whenever I was done, like it was like I had to revel in my work. Like it was incredible.
Okay.
Like it was like the most amazing.
No. So also the incredible thing comes from you. It's incredible. that didn't work. But she was kind of a biatch.
I had fun saying it.
Again. Again.
Are you
again,
sure?
Again, please. 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 It's so stupid.
I'll do it again.
I like that she said the smell is incredible.
Hey, Walkers, will you please hold?
No, I used your restroom, and I had... There's something that happened in there.
What happened in there?
It was incredible. Like, I had never done that before. It was perfect.
Okay, if this is a prank call, you need to stop doing that right now because we are busy and we don't have time for that.
If this is a prank call, I'd come down there and do it.
Oh, asshole.
It doesn't work for men.
He's busy.
I want to yell at him. Oh. Yeah.
Wait, I'll put... I put a word by his phone number.
What's the word?
Oh, it's a sort of hole.
Good job.
Sort of hole.
Perfect.
All right, who wants this?
Wholesome. Was it wholesome?
Aww.
Who's
that for your big cousin? You go.
You can't.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
No.
Okay, your turn.
Gary Freeze.
Okay.
I need to look at... I've been staring at monitors too much. I need to look out.
You should get the little blue light glass.
Dairy Freeze.
Hello, this is
Hello.
Hello. Here you go. Take the phone, husband.
Is this who?
Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Can you give a moment, please?
Okay.
I'm using a restroom and there's something happened in there. And it was something incredible.
Something critical?
So, okay. No, incredible. So, can you help me to do something here? There was a special thing, I guess.
Okay, we'll go check it out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I found a gold, but it's too shiny, but I can't touch it.
Okay. We'll holler at you later, and I wish you luck on that.
All right, thank you.
Bye. What is this? I don't know. If I can stop. I'm just going to go outside again. Anything can happen. Get in there.
What did he do to our bathroom? I went out there and there's nothing wrong with it. He said he could have touched it?
Yeah, because it was like gold. It's quite hard. What the fuck? There's two people on the line.
Oh, cool.
There was, yeah. There was another person on there.
Where's your husband?
Oh,
okay, I think they've buggered off from the phone.
God dang it.
Alright, bye, we love you. Bye.
Love you. Mwah. Hello?
It's better just stop.
Hello?
I think they're recording us for prank.
Oh no. Why would they be doing that? That's weird.
It's a two-party state.
No, you can't say that. You can't acknowledge. And like, what do you mean, like partying, like dance floor?
Yeah. Yeah, like, long weekend.
Yeah.
It's
great. Like two parties for Saturday and Sunday.
Did you just teach me something out of, ignorance?
No.
Yeah. Good job. Thank you. I learned.
Me too.
Yeah.
I knew it. thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We have to go now. We gotta talk to more people. It's journalism.
Humble black.
Oh, it's journalism.
Hi, I'm Barbara Walters. It's 1993.
Oh, we figured out what happened.
And it's me worldwide.
Oh, they hung up with their own volition.
Dude, that's... It makes my bones, like, shivering.
Good job.
Good job, FBI. Good job.
Thanks.
Wait, is it my turn? Am I going?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What and then Snappy.
On? Oh, yeah, Snappy has to go. We haven't heard from Snappy in a while.
Don't know what things are. Don't know what mundane things are.
And don't forget to subscribe to Cool Autistic Gamer 774.
We've turned off the air conditioner in the studio. Now it's going to get to like a natural temperature.
Did you wash the screen in the filter for the studio this season?
No, that's too, no. I scrubbed it with a paper towel. It was wet.
Toothbrush. That's good.
Bruce?
Are you doing Rogers? River speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm the Burger Boy. I'm like a reoccurring character that hasn't showed up in a while. Is there any way we could have a grill off between the two companies, like Hardee's versus Burger Boy?
Asshole. You couldn't hear him anyway.
I think it's the location.
Whoopi, would you turn... Well, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Your bed music is really loud.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe... It should be... Oh, it's the same. It's the same as it's ever been, but I did turn it down.
I just know that you care. It's the only reason I said.
Yeah. Well, I might be talking a little quieter too.
No! Snappy! Snappy.
Snappy, Snappy, Snappy.
Oh my
snappy,
god! Snappy. Who is this?
It's Snappy the gator.
Right.
Snappy, 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 Snappy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dairy Queen. Or Snappy.
Yeah.
Come on. Pick up.
Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up.
It's from Dairy Queen, this is Kimber.
Kimber, this is Pam. I was going to be coming down there. I was hoping to, like, kind of, you know, meet new people. Do you know what Duolingo is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I've got it on my phone, but it's like I've only got like one buddy, and it's like it's really frustrating because like the language challenges, I don't get to like challenge any pals to like any like to parler français or anything like that, and it's just bumming me out that I don't have anyone to give points to. So I was thinking it's like around like COVID, or not COVID, but before that, when Pokemon Go came out, I went to like a Dairy Queen and I met some people to play Pokemon Go with. So maybe if I come down to the Dairy Queen tonight, I can meet some people to Duolingus with.
I mean, maybe there's a bunch of people here.
Yeah. Do they look like multilingual or like looking willing to learn?
Here, hold on.
Ooh.
It's the Dairy Queen. How can I help you?
Oh, did she explain the situation? Or did she have to go? Yeah, well, I explained to her everything, and I guess now I'm back to square one explaining it to you.
Yes.
Okay, her name was Kimber. You didn't tell me your name.
Alyssa.
Alyssa, thanks. Yeah, Kimber a little, she picked up, and now I'm just all disjointed. But anyways, explained to her that I have Duolingo, and I was trying to go down to the Dairy Queen to meet people that I could Duolingo with, so I could, like, play in-app games with other people instead of just by myself. She said it'd be fine, that probably, because I was telling her about Pokemon Go when that happened, when that was a trend, but then she just randomly handed the phone to you when that was confusing.
So, are you asking if you can come down to Dairy Queen and play a game with a bunch of your friends?
My friends, I don't really have very many, but people, like, you know, they'll be there, and people have phones, and it's like an app on your phone, so I might be able to be like, hey,
let me check you to my manager, because I'm so confused.
Oh, the big dog, head honcho.
This is Jack speaking.
Hey, Jack speaking. This is Pam. I was talking to two of your colleagues, or your subordinates. Is that the right word? I have it backwards. But basically, I explained it first to Kimber, then to Alyssa. Now I'm talking to Big Jack. Basically, I have an app on my phone that allows me to learn languages, but it's like in-game. You're supposed to, like, talk to other people, but there's nobody else for me to talk to. Like, I don't have very many friends, but Pokemon Go was a thing. I came down to Dairy Queen, and I was meeting all kinds of people to play Pokemon Go with, like, out in the parking lot. Like, I'll buy an ice cream. I'll buy products. I'll make my purchases and all that, but it's like I'm looking for people to Duolingus with. Jack.
Yeah, there's nobody here that can do anything like that.
There's no customers? What? What a dick.
Boo, Jack.
Fucking
sucks.
Jack
fucking
off.
Jack. Dick.
Yeah. Fuck Jack.
Speaks like a
fuck
five
Jack.
Voice.
They're all seem a little off over there.
Was it not incredible? Was it not super weird that they were just able to pass the phone, like, pass?
And I didn't have to wait too long to talk to.
It was
like,
nice.
You were right there the whole time.
But it was very weird.
And then I had to, like, recap everything, do, like, an instant replay to catch them up.
You remembered their names, too. Good job.
Yeah. It was a whole chain of, Kimber. I think her name was either Kimber or Kimberly. But I liked Kimber. Yeah, Kimber.
Yeah.
Kimber.
And Alyssa?
Yeah.
Kimber, Alyssa, and Jack.
Mm-hmm. The gang.
I was doing this earlier and it was working, so I'm going to do it again. Let they pick up.
Asking for Duolingo.
Duolingo. What did you say? It was
Duolingus.
Yeah, it was Duolingus. Perverted. Good job.
Bingus.
I'm going to do Duolinguist on you.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your rogue server file jockey, Whoopi. Live in the studio, FBI, Big Cousin, Garth Rowe, Donegan, Snappy, Big Stiff, Wild One, and Whoopi.
Welcome in.
Whoopi Wealth. Welcome in. Every June 4th, 2026.
Thanks for calling Denny's. Is safe? How can I help you?
Hi, Rachel. One of your employees is waving their fist at me.
To what?
They're waving their fist at me.
Well, you must be calling the wrong Denny's, because there's nobody waving any fist here.
No, it was a couple hours ago. That was like 2 or 3 hours ago.
Hold on.
Is someone saying they've been here 2-3 hours ago and there was an employee waving a fist at them?
Thank you for holding us. Aaron, not going to help you.
Aaron, one of your employees is waving their fist at me. Like, 2 hours ago.
Which employee was it?
I don't know.
Can you describe them?
They had a Denny's outfit on. They were an employee.
Okay, that doesn't tell me who it is. I've got a bunch of employees here wearing Denny's outfits. I don't know what...
I think it was a man, but it could have been a woman.
Okay, I don't know who that could be. You don't know who did that.
Oh, do you have someone who's waved fist before?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know who I'm talking about either. I thought we'd try to narrow it down.
Well, I don't know. If you can't describe the employee, then how do you know they're waving their fist at you?
They had knuckles on their fists, and I saw the hand. It was all I could focus on. It was waving back and forth at me.
Okay. If you can't describe who it is, I don't know what I can do to help you.
They are an employee. They looked pissed. They were shaking their fist at me.
Okay. Which Denny's was this, anyways?
That's the one here in Cisco.
Okay, well, I don't know who it could have been. If you can't tell me who it is, I don't know.
Well, can you tell me who it was, then?
Well, I've got three female employees here and two male employees.
That narrows it down.
The dishwasher.
That narrows it down. Hey, have you been treating them good?
Yeah.
They might be stressed out, and they might be pissed about that, and they might be taking it out on me by waving their fist at me.
Okay. Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Am I in trouble?
Why would you be in trouble?
They were waving their fist at me, and they looked pissed, and they work there, so they have more authority than I do.
Okay, no, you're not in trouble. Why would you be in trouble?
Oh, because I got the hell out of there. I didn't stick around to figure out what was going to happen.
Okay, well, what do you want me to do for you?
They're wearing black shoes. They had black non-slip shoes on.
Who is this?
Gino.
Everybody here wears non-slip shoes. That doesn't narrow it down. They're all black non-slip shoes. That's part of our uniform.
Son of a gun. I thought we'd narrow it down.
No, it is not.
They had a shirt on. And
everybody has a shirt on, hopefully, or they wouldn't be working.
They looked pissed.
Okay, I don't know what I can do for you. You don't want to...
Was it you?
Who the person was or whatever, I don't know what to do for you.
Was it you?
Why would it be me?
I don't know.
I'm not even in a Denny's uniform, so...
Well, were you?
No, I haven't been in Denny's uniform at all. I'm in manager's dress. I'm a manager.
Okay. What the hell am I supposed to do now?
I don't know what to do, what you can do. I was like, you can't tell me who the employee was or what describe what they look like.
So I can tell you what their arms looked like, and what their hands looked like.
Okay.
Their arms, they're pretty big, and their hands are balled up into fists that were waving at me.
Okay, well, you described nobody this year, so I don't know what this is all about.
So nobody there has hands, is what you're trying to tell me.
Nobody's got big arms. All my employees are skinny.
I think it was a perspective.
Okay, well, I don't know what you want me to do. I have to get off. I have to.
Okay, tell them to not do that. Like, not wave fists.
All right, I'll talk to them and tell them.
It's just been replaying in my mind. I've been focusing on this for hours and hours and hours, and I'm afraid that you guys hate me.
Okay, I don't know. You're fine. I don't know. I'll talk to my employees and see who it was.
Just tell them don't wave fists at people. And you don't need to shame anyone. It just maybe, you know. I just don't want to get punched.
No one's gonna punch you here.
They're waving their fist.
No, they probably weren't even waving at you. I don't know.
Oh, who would they be waving a fist at then?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
I can't believe you.
They're waving a fist at me, and I got scared. I got the hell out of there.
Well, I'm sorry. I will talk to my employees. Tell them not to do that, and that was wrong.
I don't want you to shame anyone, though.
Okay, well, I have to get back to work now.
Okay. Wait, okay. I have a question.
Yes.
Do you know who it was?
I don't know who it was, because you can't tell me who it was.
They had arms. They had, like...
Everybody has arms. Everybody has a shirt on.
Well, they looked a little hairy.
Okay, well, you got the wrong person, wrong store then.
No, it's Cisco.
A little hairy.
You're so fucking good, dude. I love it. Oh, my God.
I did that thing I like to do. I'm not sure if it was.
Did you do that a few times tonight? The shaking the fists?
Oh, yeah, that's what the entirety of the first part was, pretty much. Yeah.
It was really good.
Interesting.
That was a Rosin idea.
He was here.
Oh, it was on Tuesday.
His employee was skinny.
Oh, yeah, they're all. Yeah. None of the employees have big
arms.
Call bullshit on that there. At Denny's, you're all skinny. Bullshit.
They're all tweaked out, probably. I don't know.
Is come that a on, dude. Thing to say? Pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Well, if their arms are small, how do they flip the pancakes? That's a good point. Oh, Taco Bell.
Hi. I'm FBI big cousin. Not me.
Not
it. Wild one.
Hello, may I help you?
Oh, yes. There you go.
Do you need something, a device?
You from Taco Bell, can I help you?
Kick people.
Sorry?
Hi, this is
Hello?
Here, they answered the phone. Sorry, he was taking a drink of water. Here you go.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Oh, by the way, how's your name?
Sorry?
Oh, are you asking? How's your day?
Good, thank you. What can I do for you?
So, I need help for a bit with my car. It doesn't work for a while.
Okay, I think you got the wrong answer.
No, here's the thing. My car doesn't work because someone stole my battery.
Fucking cunt.
Oh, fuck.
God damn it.
Sorry again for talking. I was hoping you would do it.
No, it's my fault.
When it gets quiet for too long.
I did pay
Do it again.
Hello, and thank you for calling Mobetas. For catering and group meals,
what?
Press 1. To talk to the store directly,
good.
Press 2.
How's it? This is Kimo.
And this is Kalani.
And we're...
Hi, it's Mobetas at Twin Falls. How can I help you? Hello?
Big cousin, you have to speak.
Sorry?
Hello?
Hello? I can hear you now.
How do I park there?
Park where?
like in there, like in front of your store.
So you're gonna want to
visit.
Do you know how to get to Ross?
Huh? Sorry?
Do you know how to get to Ross?
Law?
Ross.
Or loss?
Ross.
You know, like, my car is kind of broken, so I need someone, because I'm in middle of desert. Yeah, like, I'm a little bit drunk, you know?
Oh, no. She laughed. Okay, FBI, do you want to try one more time? Go for a strikeout?
No.
Strikeout three times. It's the law.
Okay. No, I can't
Nope. Uh-oh.
No. I mean, he says it's okay, but I said it's the law.
Yeah, I'm undecided.
Using like a law or law.
All right, law. There you go. Good job, strikeout. Let's go. Thank you.
Well,
okay, FBI. You.
Hey, I mean, you're welcome.
All right, FBI. Noodles and Company. This is the place. They're by a river.
Thank you for calling Noodles and Company.
That's right.
To learn about job and career opportunities, text Noodles to 85000. To place an order for pickup or delivery, visit noodles.com or press 1. To reach our catering specialist, press 2.
I'm on.
To speak to someone at this location, press 0. For all other
Fuck yeah.
Come on, Noodles and Company. Oh, we're doing last calls, by the way. It's getting late.
Jacoby.
We're almost at 3 hours.
I like
turtle. I like turtle.
So I didn't think you guys were still here.
I say all the words about what the place is, and then these guys don't even have the courtesy to pick up the old...
Right, all the effort.
All the effort of saying all the words in the right order. On the Whoopi
Good
Wall.
Good strikeout.
Every June 4th, 2026. It's currently 10:28 in 19 seconds post-meridian Eastern Daylight Time. Oh, and welcome to the show. FBI, you have to...
Yes?
I think you have to try this one for it.
Yeah, it didn't count.
Is it a noodle company again?
No, Elevation. It's a burger place.
Elevation Burger.
Brick Bistro.
Thank you for calling Elevation 46. How can I help you?
Hello, can I order, please?
Order to go?
I want to order the noodle.
Yeah, for pickup?
So, yes. My friend Chinese is very hungry.
Very hungry, eh?
Yeah, I want one noodle, please, and two.
What kind of noodle?
Dogs. What menus do you have?
We have our regular dinner menu.
I think the regular one. Hello?
Am I?
You're allowed to do that because you're from over there. I don't know why, but you're allowed to.
Yeah. I don't speak Chinese, but trying doing some voices French.
Jesus Christ.
A bit racist, I guess.
No, that was...
I'm sorry.
No, you're allowed. I don't know why, but it's okay.
But I wish he doesn't put a order. If yes, like, he's gonna do something.
I don't think he's gonna...
I guess.
I think he saw through the disguise. MacArthur, or O'Donagan, or Snappy, or Tiff, or Wild One.
I'm wondering if we asking...
Wild
One. Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling Second South Market's message line. Our doors are open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. All of our vendor hours of operation vary, so please check...
I don't like all those words she was saying.
She said, bup, 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 bup.
Also, if this goes on too much longer, my the program I'm not paying for is going to go quiet for like 2 minutes solid.
Yeah. Bup, 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 because they're not answering.
Holiday Motel.
Dun, dun, dun.
If we're asking for a Duolingo and then we speak Chinese at the same time,
it's still you, Wild One.
I don't know any.
Oh no!
I'm a monolingual speaker.
That sounds fascinating.
Oh, who's? I'm confused.
Still Wild One.
Oh. Wild One, do you want a restaurant or a hotel?
I don't care. I'll make it quick and fast. My saying, just for you.
Uh-oh. Wait, I called this one.
The Wild One specialty.
Called that. I think I called this whole area. Did I? It's pretty...
How many calls have you made... so far, what's your tally?
Well, the number I'm pasting in is at spot 2,720.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Is she in? He got called ma'am twice.
Oh, yeah, I got ma'am twice tonight.
So tonight?
That brings, yeah, nice. That brings the ma'am total up to 10?
10. Yep.
Okay, well, this is a Canadian hotel.
Canada.
Who is this? I love you.
You know Motel Bo?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah.
All right, great. I just didn't understand the words you're coming out of your mouth. All right, I was just wondering, how much time will it take for me to get there?
To where? Motel, Camrose?
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
I'm in the area.
Huh?
I'm in the area.
You're in the area. It's not very far. It's on,
Yeah.
No, 48
Ma'am, are you
Avenue.
Driving?
Yeah.
Are you driving? Why are you driving?
What do you mean? I'm in a right here right now.
You're what?
I'm in right here right now.
You're right here, right now. I understand that, but why does it sound like you're
no,
driving?
No, I'm in a red deer.
Yeah, I'm confused. So you're saying
what
that
can I
you're
do
saying
for
you're,
you, sir?
So I'm here right now. Is that what you're saying? I'm here.
Who? You?
You? Me? Me? Yeah.
Well,
you
well,
said
where
I'm here.
You? No, I said, where were you? You're in a Camrose?
Camrose?
Or you're
was
in
that
a
truck?
Or you're in Cosmo? Neapolitan.
No, I was on the roof.
Roof?
Yeah, I was on the roof.
I don't understand. What can I do for you, sir?
I'm confused, though. Why are you driving?
Yes, I am driving.
I see. I knew you were driving. So that's why I got confused, because I knew you were driving, and then I saw you because I was on the roof.
You saw me?
Yeah. I waved hi to you. You waved hi to me. You didn't see me?
No.
Yeah, why are you answering phone calls? It's not safe.
Oh, that's hands-free. I can talk.
Okay.
From my vehicle.
I want to make sure we're safe. Okay, yeah. You didn't see me. I saw you wave hi to me. We saw each other. You wave hi to me. You don't remember that?
Where?
I don't know. I'm on the roof. I was on the roof of the place.
What's your roof?
The roof. The hotel.
I'm not in the hotel. I never with him or with you.
Okay,
room you're staying?
But I was on the roof, though. I was just, I literally just got back, but I was on the roof.
No, that's not me.
You didn't see me?
I'm in Red Deer.
So who that way are you, if it wasn't you?
I'm on Red Deer. Who you calling for? What do you want, sir?
I don't know. You called me.
I never call you. I'm sorry.
Are you sure? I don't believe you.
I do. Sorry.
You do?
I never call you.
Yeah. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure you called me. I answered and you picked up. And I was like, hey, I'm on the roof. My name is Wild One. I'm on the roof. You can't catch me. I know what to do. Like that. I was just singing a rap. I like to sing songs.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have a nice smile.
I'm not on highway right now, please.
Okay, well, can I just tell you that? You have a nice smile, though. You look cute when you smile. Not to be weird.
Oh, thank you. Okay, bye.
You're welcome.
I'm driving on highway.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Have fun. I love you. Can we be smiley friends?
Or... She's gone. I'm driving on highway. Okay, bye-bye.
Jesus Christ. Good job trying to... Thank you for at least making sure she didn't have her hand on her head with a phone in her hand. Thank you. Good job.
Welcome.
Jesus Christ.
What did I call? What did you call?
Oh, the Cosmopolitan. Hotel. In Blairmore. Okay. Cannot.
She was all, she was just driving?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's happened a couple times. Tiff.
Hotel, please.
Travelodge.
Welcome to Travelodge by Wyndham Blairmore.
Welcome.
This call is recorded and transcribed to improve service. I'm an automated assistant that can handle complete sentences. I can help with any questions about the hotel. How can
you please tell me? Stop. Can you please tell me a story about the hotel, but make it about a dragon?
I'm not sure about that. Is there anything else I can help you with?
You're a goddamn whore. I need more towels, please. Thank you.
One moment. I'm not able to help with that directly, but would you like me to transfer you to the front desk so they can assist with your towel request?
Yep. Yes.
I'm transferring you now.
Gross.
Thank you for calling Travelodge Blairmore. If you know the room number you would like to call, please enter it now. Please dial for reception or stay on the line. Thank you and have a great day.
Oh my God, he's coming home again, literally, as I'm about to say terrible things. Oh, it's annoying.
Hello, Travelers Grimmore. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So I'm not sure if you could help me with this. I'm staying here tonight. I'm here alone, and I'm with my daughter, and she lost her first poop. I was wondering if I could come downstairs and maybe give you folks like $20, and if somebody could come sneak back into the room, because I don't want to wake her up. But if somebody could come take the poopy out from underneath the pillow and then put like $5 under it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Don't be sorry. It's her first poop. It's her first poop. It just fell down her little pant leg earlier. And so I said, okay, sweetie, you know, I know that it stinks that daddy's not here, but just go ahead and put the poopy under the pillow and the poop fairy will come in and they will give you the $5. And so she's sleeping now. Could you come up to my room and you come take the poop out from under the pillow, and then you put $5 in, but I'll give you $20. So I'll give you $20 and then I'll put $25 and you slip the $5 under the pillow after you take out the turdlet.
Which room number are you in?
I'm in 215.
Do you have a dog with you?
Well, it's locked in the bathroom. It's in the bathroom.
Sorry?
It's in the bathroom. I put it in the bathroom, so that won't be an issue. What's that noise?
I can't understand what you're just saying.
Okay, I'll speak a little bit louder. My daughter lost her first poop tonight. It fell down her pant leg, and she's very excited for the poop fairy to come in. Well, are you going to help? Do you have gloves?
Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Yes. How can I help you?
Can you hear me? Okay. Okay, wonderful. So I was just speaking to the gal, and I was telling her I'm in room 215. My daughter lost her first poop tonight, and so because I'm with her, and I don't want to wake her up, I said, honey, go ahead, put the turdlet under the pillow, and when you wake up in the morning, the poop fairy brings you $5, and she's very, very, very excited. Yeah, she's about to fall asleep. So I was thinking I could run down to the desk, give you folks a 20 plus a 5, and then one of you can come to the room. Yeah, you can take the poop out from under the pillow, like sneak in like the poop fairy. You take the poop out from under the pillow, and then you put the $5 in. She's very excited about this. She's never lost a poop before.
Sure, no, just come at the restaurant and I'll help you with the change.
Okay, wonderful. Do you have like gloves because her poop is very wet?
We do have gloves.
Okay, good. And so if I'm going to guess, honestly, I've never seen a poop this big, especially from a small child. It's about 12 inches.
12 inches? That's a big poop.
It's about 12 inches. It's a very big poop. It's about 12 inches. She's a vegetarian. She's in one of those phases. I recommend bringing like a small bag.
Just give me a second. Is it a tooth or a poop?
A poop, a P-O-O-P, a turdlet. Like you sit down and you poop. It's her first poop. I'm so proud of her.
That's okay. So for that, I have to ask the fun ladies at the hotel. Okay, if
sure.
You're comfortable with the Okay.
And so when you folks come, just knock lightly first, and I'll say, oh, hello, okay, come on in.
Yeah, so I'll ask her if she's comfortable doing it. If not, yeah. I can't help you, okay? But,
right, and then otherwise you can come, okay. Okay. All right, thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
No worries.
Thank you. Bye. All right, bye.
Yep, bye.
What the fuck? Sorry, I thought that was going to be an instant hang up. Sorry.
Oops, sorry.
What's wrong with that person? That's very... That's very. Not normal.
No. He confirmed that...
He confirmed it was a poop.
He knew what I was asking, yeah? That's what I kept pushing towards. I wanted to know if he knew. Thank you, Whoopi.
Carthor.
Oh, do it, you little fucking Swede.
I'm fine.
Come on, dude. Don't be shy. Be Mr. Frog.
Does anybody else want to make a call?
What the fuck was that call?
Oh, Donegan.
May I do an, I guess another little tidbit before I go to sleep?
Yes.
Turdlet.
Fucking turdlet is such hotel. A funny word.
Yeah. So cute!
Country turdlet. Encounters accommodations? This sounds... peculiar. But it is. And then I'm gonna do a call and then show's over.
Oh?
Yeah. Pick up you.
How can I help? Hello.
I'm calling. Hello? And I'm getting. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You're making me worried. I'm a prospective guest. I'm looking to make a booking, but I just wanted to know what your. I heard that you had some curious accommodations. Could you tell me more about those?
I wouldn't call it serious. I have a 4-room bed and breakfast. No.
Curious, like kind of like not quite peculiar. Peculiar.
Well, it's a little bit different. It's in a 100-plus-year-old hotel, or ooh. Not hotel, building that we converted from a hardware store into a bed and breakfast. It is my house. We have fun.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. What about like kind of like you don't believe in ghosts, do you?
I don't have any ghosts. It was a hardware store. Right, okay. from the get-go 100 years ago. Nobody died
there
here.
No, like maybe like the ghost of a hammer.
Maybe the ghost of a hammer.
Yeah.
Or a plumber's wrench, but that's about it.
Yeah, or a plumber's crock. Yeah, but there's got to be a ghost if it's that old of a building. Like maybe even if no one died, maybe someone had like a bad time there, like something that was like expensive, or they were having a bad day and it left like a spiritual imprint upon the edifice.
Not that I know of, but you know.
Yeah, but maybe I could like if I do my research beforehand, I could like do like a little stay, and I bring my ghost equipment, and I kind of like try to. It's not quite like Ghostbusters, but I do have kind of like some rods that kind of go like. Rrr.
Well, that's up to you.
All right, cool. You're not dog friendly, are you?
No. Okay. No, I have a dog that lives here. And he doesn't share very well.
All right. Well, that's fair, because then he becomes my dog, too, right? In the time that I'm staying, of course.
Yes. He's excessively friendly. Everybody loves him.
What kind of dog?
What kind of a dog?
Yeah.
He is a miniature Aussie doodle. So he's half miniature poodle, half Australian shepherd.
Whoa. Cool. Sounds funky. Sounds like a fun boy.
He is. His name is Loki.
Like Tom Hiddleston.
Well, I had more of the Norse god of chaos and mischief in mind, but you know.
Yeah. But he Tom Hiddleston, he played Loki in the Marvel production where their portrayal of the God of Mischief. Like they had that guy with like he has like long black hair and he's like kind of like a goth boy.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say this one's a goth, but when he gets wet, he gets dreadlocks.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, he's a curly character.
Oh, that's what I like. Well, speaking of curly, you know, it's getting a little past my this goddess of mischief's bedtime. If I see, I tied it into our conversation. I'm sorry. I'm not wowing you, am I?
I'm just curious on when you wanted accommodation for.
Right. I got to do some research first. So, like, I got to call my girls and guys and see who's going to be available so I can let you know how many or, like, I mean, how... Yeah, like, it'll only be, like, one or two. I'm not bringing, like, a whole group to, like, squeeze in or anything like that. But just whether it's going to be just me or whether I'll have a traveling companion.
Okay. That's fine.
Well, yeah. All right. It's been fun talking to you. I'm going to let you get back to, did you have dinner yet?
I did. It's almost 9 o'clock here.
What'd you have?
Chinese food.
What'd you have for dinner?
Chinese food.
I had sushi. Yeah. Nice. Well, just two ladies in our cuisines.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, away!
Okay, you have a good night.
You too. Auga. I love you.
Snappy.
Okay. What a nice lady.
Yeah, she was cool. I like her dog. Her dog, he's not a goth boy, but he's a nice
That's
dog.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Thanks.
My grandma used to have a shepherd dog. Aussie shepherd dog too, and she was a bit bitey lady.
Big question, are you from Sweden?
I'm not from Sweden. What the
are
heck?
You from Finland?
No,
we had an investigation a while ago. I know where
I don't need to Stroming.
Are you bring Jeremy out? Is Jeremy coming out?
Jeremy!
Jake off. Bring Jake off.
WCMI Coleman Jenny speaking.
Hi, this is Jeremy.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, hi. I was muted to them. I'm muted to you.
No, you're not muted
to us. Are you still here, ma'am? No. She is not.
I was going to do Jeremy. I was going to do Jeremy as my last call.
Oh.
That's so beautiful.
Wait, do you want to do Jeremy at her?
No. Well, that's an extra call and you're going to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, this is a Jeremy Clarkson.
Yo, I'm sorry, the phone didn't work earlier. I had the mute button on.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
This is Jeremy. I work at Outback Steakhouse. And basically what happened is we saw a ghost of a hammer at your hotel.
Oh. Okay, we don't have a steakhouse called that up here.
Yeah, I'm from around the way. I'm from, like, out of town, real bad. I'm coming through here for vacation.
Okay.
I'm from the United States.
Are you looking for a room?
No, we were here earlier. We were, like, we were at the subway, and we saw a ghost of a hammer, like, in the lobby there.
A ghost of a what?
A hammer.
A hammer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It might have been somebody doing work inside, though.
Yo, you think? I don't know what the hell, what's happening over there. It just scared the pants off me. I've never seen that happen before.
Oh, yeah, no, it could have been construction or something.
Yo, was that the same guy that's waving his fist at me?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm cool with that, but, you know, I don't want to tussle. I'm not that strong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yo, the only thing I'm able to do is I can dunk an onion in some oil. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. I can bread an onion real good, like. Yo, you ever been to Outback before?
No, I haven't.
Yo, we got a blooming onion ring. Yo, I dip that thing in that oil, and that thing bubbles up, and it starts spitting and hissing at me.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yo, am I able to bring my fryer there? I need to practice my onion rings a little bit more.
No, you cannot.
Where's a good place for me to cook at, then?
Might be one of the hotels in the city. They might have a better kitchenette.
Jeremy cannot afford to get rusty.
Okay, I don't know if this is a prank call or anything, but I'm going to hang up now.
Yo, if this is a prank, I'd come down there and I'd just do it, you know what I mean?
Sorry, Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy was denied. I can't believe they denied Jeremy like that.
That I've never heard Jeremy denied so badly before.
Jeremy is too well spoken, I think. That character.
Jeremy.
Ciao. All right, thank you everybody. It's almost 11. It's 3 minutes shy of 11. And
juniorrat.com.
Yes, juniorrat.com. There's a link there. The proverbial paperboy is calling it quits tonight. Thank you for tuning in to Whoopi Wealth.
Every
June?
I hear it.
June
4th. 2026, Thursday.
2026, Thursday.
I think I'm going to do another show next week around the same time from 7 to 10-ish or whatever. It's so silent. It's like someone's trying to find the music, but they don't have it.
No, Cricket just fine.
Oh, what's up?
Welcome in.
I didn't. So, did everyone have a good day?
I went to a fashion show and it was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were all like, boop, 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 and it was cool.
I cannot believe I cannot find this fucking... Where is it?
So, Carter will sing you out. Or an FBI big cousin will.
Tiff, quick question.
No.
Just quick question. Don't worry. It's short. Are you lesbian?
What? No. Why?
I wish yes. Like, it's very hot.
Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to go ahead and ban you. All right, you are banned.
All right.
No!